everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inguinal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Sharp losses developing here on Friday with buyers unwilling or unable to step into the complex to limit the market slide here at the end of the week. This has pushed nearby live cattle and lean hog futures to limit lows with increased weakness developing in the complex. December corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets higher in live trade today. The Dow Jones 95 points higher. NASDAQ up 2 points. In live cattle today, active pressure continued to flood into the futures complex as the latest round of liquidation started just after opening bell. October futures traded at limit losses of $3 per hundredweight with prices at $94.85 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, in cash cattle trade today, a few asking prices in the South at $102 per hundredweight, bids silent. Packers appeared to have enough cattle to fill their needs, although unwilling to actively put bids out given the downturn in the market. Feeders, on the other hand, hoping that next week will be more supportive once the aggressive market shifts work through the complex. Box beef cutouts today lower, down $1.45 in select and down $1.26 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 67 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, narrow to moderate losses were seen early in the day but were unable to hold as traders pushed prices $2 to $3 per hundredweight lower following the limit losses in live cattle trade. The underlying pressure in the complex continues to add to uncertainty in the complex and added even more volatility to an already bearish market. In grain trade today, corn futures were 4 to 6 cents lower with soybean futures 4 to 6 cents lower as well. Meal was $1 to $2 lower and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, futures were 2 to 7 cents lower with light selling after the Thursday gain, with KC holding up the best so far. The KC Chicago spread is at 72 in the middle of the recent range. At the same time, the corn hard red winter wheat spread is wider, back to 37 cents. KC wheat now back to competitive on the world market, trading into feed rations. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.